KFW Mobile.
Twin Station, KO4NUE. I didn't get your call, sir.
Ken, KN4TFW.
Hey, Ken, how you doing, bud? You doing all right today?
Off and headed to the house. I had to, for company business, I had to go to Greenville in the pouring down rain today, and then had to go south to Spartanburg in the pouring down rain, so I'm glad at least it stopped raining for the drive home.
I came up to deer camp this morning, and my goodness, I couldn't believe how much water was on the road. There was a big clump of trees fell over on Highway 11 and blocked the road from so much water in the ground. And I had to turn around and get up to the deer camp through Marietta. But it was pretty intense this morning at times, you know. But it turned out to be a beautiful day.
Pretty clear, and it turned off pretty nice. You have any damage or anything up there at the deer camp?
Well, not anything that's not normal. There's a barbecue shelter that's, I don't know, it's probably, I'd say 50 feet off the side of the bank. And it floods all the time. I mean, I've seen it. I've got pictures of it this year, as a matter of fact, where water was, there was, I don't know, 10 or 12 inches of the roof line showing, and the rest of it was underwater. But that's kind of normal down there, you know. But no other damage that I've seen. The medians on the side of the road are real spongy. And I'm on the way back now, just past a wreck on Highway 11 where a guy swerved off the road, and the median's so spongy that I guess when one of the wheels hit that soft dirt, it just jerked him completely off the road, and a van is up in the tree line there. They got two state troopers there trying to get him out, but he looked like he was all right.
I don't have much damage up there or anything, and I hope you have a safe trip back home. And how's your mother-in-law doing?
Well, I believe we are out of the woods. She is a healthcare provider, is back, and she's been with her now for two or three days. Hardly any congestion. She's got her appetite back, and still a little grumpy, but grumpy's good, I guess.
She's finally turned the corner there and getting better. I know you guys were worried about it for a long time.
So before the vaccine was available before last Christmas, we lost three family members before the vaccine was available. And I don't know, man, that just made things real scary. You know, I mean, we were just like, oh man, here we go again. But as immunocompromised as she is and as frail as she is, it just unnerved us bad. But she's made it. I mean, she's good, you know. My grandmother, she's 92. Her name is Bernice. We call her, family calls her, people call her Bernice. But she's 92. Got a pacemaker, and the doctors control the pacemaker through a modem in the house. And she got COVID before the vaccine, and she did really well with it. As a matter of fact, I mean, she took about three or four days there that was a little dicey. But I tell you, that generation, they just, man, they tough as nails, you know, just tough.
About that generation. I don't know about this next one coming up, but that one is definitely a tough generation for sure. They went through a lot of stuff. So you got plans for the weekend?
Come off quarantine tomorrow. We, me and Anna, have been very lucky. We have not contracted the virus up until this point. We've had our vaccinations. But when her mother got COVID, we just were exposed on a daily basis. So we just went ahead and quarantined because of the exposure. But we were fully expecting to get it because we're, you know, over there every 2 or 3 hours. But we didn't. I mean, I'm thankful for that. I guess maybe the best thing is just go ahead and get it. I don't know. But at any rate, we're coming off quarantine tomorrow, and we are we're gonna do our test tonight and make sure we're negative. And we're just headed to the deer camp on Sunday, and we're gonna enjoy the next couple of days.
I need it. Sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. That sounds like a good deal. And I hope you get you some rest.
We're big into Dutch oven cooking. We do all kinds of stuff on Dutch ovens. I got the whole complete set, you know, small pots, big pots, things like that. So we're gonna do a Mountain Man breakfast on Monday morning, and I think I'm gonna do a King's Crown on Sunday night for supper. And she makes a pineapple upside down cake and cooks it in the Dutch oven, and boy, I'm telling you, it is on time, buddy.
Into that. I know a lot of people have been starting to do all that Dutch oven cooking. I'm going to have to check into it. I know one night this week, last Thanksgiving, we had leftover turkey, and so I put it in mason jars and pressure canned it. And then we opened one up earlier this week, and it's like, man, it was just like the day we had cooked it, and that it really worked out good.
Yeah, we used to do a lot of canning. We still can some tomatoes. We didn't this year or last year, I guess, because of COVID, I guess, which is kind of a distraction. But normally we put up some vegetables, and I did some meat one year. I forget what it was. And it didn't turn out too good. I don't think I was sterile enough, or did something wrong. But the tops never did. They popped down, but after a couple of days, they sprung back up, and that's usually a good sign. You can't, you know, it's not edible, or it didn't get a good seal. So we had to throw it out. But my mother is a master at it. She cans all kind of meat, and I think it's better because it has a long time. It can sit in that juice for a long time. It makes it real good.
I'm in.
Is that you, Patrick?
KI4DTY.
We got Ken in here. KN4TFW. I believe that's right. And KO4NUE. Go ahead, Daniel. Take it.
Been trying to find you on the radio lately, and I heard you, and I just wanted to say hi.
I heard you talking the other day and started to break in with you and Patrick. Give me a holler if the mafia comes looking for you. I might can help you hold out for a few minutes.
Thank you. That would be great.
KO4HKX. Hey, gentlemen.
So KN4 TFW K1 DTY KO4 NUE. Go ahead, Patrick.
Gentlemen, today, finally some sunshine.
Amen to that. And I'm actually headed to Asheville right now. I have to have a wedding tonight, and then that wedding tomorrow, the mafia wedding. So we'll see how that happens. But now I'm glad to see the sun. I'm not driving in the rain.
Good in here, Patrick and Daniel.
AEOSKO4NUEKI4DTYKO4HKX and KN4TFW. Go ahead, Gary.
I just wanted to jump in here and say howdy. I hope y'all all are doing well. I just got to meet Patrick face to face, and that was a real treat for me. I enjoyed that. We stood around and talked a little bit. But I'm headed back towards the house now. Hope everybody's doing well today.
Yeah, headed back to Greer right now. Just finally got off of work. KN4TFW.
Make sure I got it. Yeah, so, Gary, I just left the deer camp and came up and messed around up here a little bit. We're coming off quarantine tomorrow. And I just was coming up to check things out up here. Water was really bad this morning. The big couple of trees fell over Highway 11 on the way up here this morning, and they had some kind of tree crew up here trying to get it out of the road. But other than that, it turned out to be an absolutely beautiful day.
Doing good, Chad, and I was trying to follow up to see if COVID had actually hit you and also to see how your mother-in-law was doing.
And I think we're out of the woods. She's doing very well, actually. Still a little bit grumpy, but that's, you know, congestion's gone. And I was telling Ken, we have been very lucky since all this started. Me and Anna have yet to get the virus. We've just been really careful, though. But we expected to get it because we had to, you know, expose ourselves to her mother-in-law every day, every couple of hours. But we, you know, so far we haven't. So we're gonna do a test tonight and make sure we're good to go. And then we're gonna head up to the deer camp on Sunday and do some Dutch oven cooking. I was just talking to Ken about that. She makes a pineapple upside down cake in that Dutch oven that is just absolutely amazing. And I do a King's Crown. And I think we're going to have that on Tuesday morning. And that's my favorite dish. KO4NUE.
Tell Anna I said save me a piece of that cake.
Right. I think you may have at least one camp raider if I smell that upside down pineapple cake.
Come on up. We'd love to have you. Just come and visit, and if you got wife or kids or friends or anybody, let us know. Hey, I got radio on up there. Just give me a shout out, and you need a break. I got a feeling I tell you what, I'll make a deal with you, Daniel. If you're not wearing cement shoes by midnight tonight, give me a call, and we'll make sure you got a good pot of beans. How about that?
That sounds good. Actually, so I'll see them tonight, but I doubt he'll try anything until tomorrow. So it'll probably be tomorrow I may be hitting you on the radio looking for a hideout.
That's funny, man. But, yeah, just let me know ahead of time, and I'll put some extra, I'll make some extra King's Crown so you can have some of that, too. But you're more than welcome. And actually, you're not that too far. I think you're in what, TR?
Yeah, I'm in Taylor, so yeah, not that far. But I may be coming in hot like the A-Team, if you remember that show, which is one of my highlights. But maybe coming in like the A-Team, sliding sideways with people chasing me. So I hope you're carrying. But what is that King's Crown you were talking about?
Yeah, it's Dutch oven, big cast iron pan, number 18, which is big, you know, probably 12, 14 inches in diameter, I guess, about 5 inches tall. So you put your bacon in there, I mean your sausage in there, and fry it up. Get it well, you know, good and brown. Then you throw some milk and flour in there. And then you take your biscuits and you pack your biscuits around the corner of that soupy mix. And you just put the lid on it and let it cook. And then the flour and the milk and all that thicken up. And then when you get your biscuits, got a nice golden brown to them. When you lift the lid off, it looks like a king's crown. Nice and golden. And boy, just basically just sausage and gravy, biscuits, you know. But, oh man, that's my favorite. I could make a meal just out of that.
Definitely sounds like, well, that sounds amazing. I would love that. That sounds delicious. I don't have a Dutch oven yet. We were at Cabela's yesterday. I was looking at them. I think it was you talking about a Dutch oven before, and I was like, man, that'd be so good to get.
It's taken us a fair amount of time to learn how to do it, you know. I mean, it's just the first couple of times I tried, it was horrible. I just blistered and burnt everything. And my wife, bless her heart, she never has been able to cook. Well, she can't boil water without burning it, if you know what I mean. So, it's taken us some time to figure things out, but we're doing pretty good with it.
That's funny. Yeah, I was blessed with a good cook, so my wife's a good cook, but when it comes to camp stuff, she can't do anything better. I'm brand new to camping anyways, so it's going to take some experiments for me to begin with anyways.
Somebody else pick it up.
This is Kilo India 4, Lima Juliet Golf. The name's Robert. Just getting my station back up.
Sounding good. Almost full quieting. Where about you located?
Well, I'm up in River Falls. I probably could hit the repeater with a 22 if I tried.
Okay. Well, Gary, you still in there? Patrick, Ken?
Yep. KN4 TFW.
KO4 HTX, I'm still here.
Let me tell you a little story right quick to make sure I got it. Me and my wife first married. She's from the city, and I'm raised up in Cotton, out in the middle of nowhere. And we went on our honeymoon. When we got married, we had a wedding shower, and we got lots of gifts on the wedding shower. And we went on our honeymoon and come back from our honeymoon, and it's second or third day after the honeymoon, and we, you know, had to go back to work, and, you know, the real life hit again. I came home from work and said, honey, what are we having for supper tonight? And we decided we'd get one of the shower gifts, which was a Futura crock pot. Pressure cooker, I'm sorry. And let me let this repeater cycle, KO4NUE. It's not like a regular pressure cooker. It's the lid fits inside the canister. You have to put the lid down in it. Don't have a little jiggler on it like grandma's old pressure cooker thing, you know. So I said, well, I'll do the vegetables and you do the chicken. So she's reading a little book there, and the book says, once you get your pressure up 7 minutes, we'll have a chicken. So she put the chicken in, I'm doing the vegetables, and about 20 minutes later, there's no jiggling, there's no sounds, no noise, no nothing. And I pulled the pressure cooker, that goofy looking pressure cooker off of the stove, and this horrible racket, pow, it sounded like a 22 short went off. And It's got a safety plug in the side of it, like a little lead plug or some kind of, you know, if it gets too hot, it blows out and don't build up too much pressure, that kind of thing. Well, it blew out and hit the kitchen cabinet, buried up in the cabinet. It looked like a 177 caliber pellet stuck up in the wall. And it started shooting out smoke. My goodness. So I took the thing outside and opened it up. And she had put that chicken in there with no water. Just the chicken carcass. And it was horrible looking. And blew the safety plug out of the side of the pressure cooker. So I tell everybody when we talk about our engagement that she tried to kill me literally the first week of our after our honeymoon was over. So our son just got engaged and we've been rehashing our wedding, and yesterday was our wedding anniversary, so we got to talking about that last night. So I told her I was going to tell everybody on the radio that she tried to kill me first week of marriage, literally.
That's hilarious. So, yeah, my wife kind of knew how to cook. I mean, she's a lot better now, but she, when we first got married, she made this, she was going through this cookbook, and she saw this thing for pretzel chicken. And so my wife grew up north, so she doesn't know anything about southern food, so I usually cook that stuff. But she made this chicken that was covered in pretzel crumbs. So I get home and I'm, slicing into this thing. I take the first bite and I'm like trying to choke this thing down. The chicken was so dried and the pretzel just sucked any remaining moisture out of your body. And I was like, she's like, "Hey," and I'm like, "Who's that?" So I still pick on her to this day about her pretzel chicken. But I like your pressure cooker story. That's funny.
Daniel. Patrick, you and Ken, pick it up.
Laughing too hard at you two.
Yeah, same here. You guys are making me hungry. We're all going to have to get together and do some little bit of camping and cooking anyway.
We'll see if my wife can make the pretzel chicken and Chad's wife can make that pressure cooker chicken.
I tell you what, how about I do the pressure cooking chicken or let her do it and everybody wears a flak jacket? How about that?
I'm ready. Let's go.
I hope your wife can't hear y'all talking on the radio right now.
Not on the radio, but she's heard me tell that story. Well, I don't really tell that often for obvious reasons. But every now and then I'm like, "You know what I'm hankering for?" She's like, "What?" I said, "Remember that pretzel chicken you used to make?" And so she'll usually throw something at me.
Oh, man, that's good. That's good. So, yeah, yesterday was our wedding anniversary, 26 years. And we got to talking about just funny things that's happened over the years. And, you know, I'm not exactly sure quite how that came up. But she tells me every time I bring it up, though, "Well, you know, you better be careful, because you got a big insurance policy on you through the VA, so keep talking."
Better watch it, Chad. She probably knows how to take you out fast. I know. So congratulations on 22 years. I'm on 25, so hopefully I don't lose you guys. But when me and my wife first got married, it was kind of a long-distance relationship because I traveled a lot with my work. But we got married, and we went up to Pigeon Forge for our honeymoon. And we get out of the car, and, we haven't even been married 3 days yet. We get out of the car, and she just stops. And she looks, staring out into, like, this little field. We're in Pigeon Forge. She goes, "It's blue! It's blue! It's blue!" And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I just married a crazy woman. And then I was like, are you all right? She's like, yes, it's blue, it's blue, it's blue. And I'm like, is there something you're not telling me? Like, you have medication or something? She goes, no, the butterfly is blue. I'm like, you've never seen a butterfly, woman?
Day 73, and I enjoyed it. And that, you guys have an awesome weekend, and I'll catch up with you later. KN4TFW.
Ken, have a good day, buddy. Stay safe out there. Tell Miss Susan we say hello. 73.
Have a good one, Ken. Be safe. 73's to you. And I appreciate you riding along with me. I enjoyed the ride with you, as always. But I got a few more minutes to go, and I'll be at the house. Be safe, Ken. Go ahead, Patrick.
Few stories like that to tell. My wife can actually cook fairly decent, so she hadn't done anything like that.
Have a good one. 73's to you.
Yeah, I wasn't so lucky, man. It took her a couple of years before she could pretty much just cook anything without burning it, I guess. But I never forget the pressure cooker. I mean, she just blew the plug slap out of the side. It was awful. I mean, it's awful. Like, caught the kitchen curtains on fire, filled the house full of smoke, and that carcass, that is enough to give somebody PTSD looking at that carcass when I pulled the lid off of the pressure cooker. I mean, it was just, it was gone. I mean, it was just gone. Oh, man, that's the good old days, though, but, yeah, I'm just, yeah, and Daniel is 26 years. You said 22. Don't forget now, them last 4 years have been a doozy.
I'm sorry, I misheard you. I don't know why I thought I heard you say 22, but, well, congratulations on 26 years. Like I said, May, this coming May, will be our 20th.
And Anna, I don't know how you done it. And I got 25 under my belt. March will be 26.
Y'all are youngins. I got 47. This is Kilo, India 4. Let me do the call.
OIP comment.
For it now, buddy.
Figured I needed to jump right in here and let you know, KO4NUE, I got the pressure cooker ready and dinner started, so you need to just come on home.
Uh-oh.
Mistake twice.
KI4DOS.
Dad, she's going to have it pointed at the door.
KO4NUE, radio problems.
Dana, KI4DOS.
Stop laughing now.
Tears, there's not much I do believe. Go for all I think.
Talk to your cousin today.
Kim.
Deals.
KO4RYP. This is KO4NUE. I'm headed in, and KI4DOS, can you help me?
You on your own now, buddy.
That's Dutch oven to use, though.
Okay, all right, well, it's KO4NUE. I'm clear. I think I've said quite enough. And, honey, I'm almost home. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
You a silent key, so be careful, Chad.
Careful. Anna, I don't know what to say about him. KO4HKX. And Gary and Daniel, I'll be around for a little while.
Chad, our prayers are with you. I'm kind of going through that mounting me part of 25, Patrick, so hopefully you guys can still hear me.
for RYP. Now, you fellas need to know, you can't believe everything comes out of his mouth. KO4 RYP, I'm clear.
Just KI4 DOS. Chad said you was going to make a pineapple upside down cake. I told him you better save me a piece.
One piece, Gary. We'll make you a whole one for yourself.
Now, I'm big enough as it is.
Chad won't be able to eat it.
Won't make it in the pressure cooker.
It got real quiet all of a sudden, but he ought to know you don't never know who's listening on the radio. Isn't that right, Anna?
That's exactly right. You never know who's listening. You think he'd learn that by now.
I'm still here, KO4NUE. I'm still in here. I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to walk in the door. You want me in the front door or back door? KO4NUE.
Matter. Either one, and I'm ready. KO4RYP.
Your door, Chad.
I come in through a window somewhere. KO4NUE. I'm clear. We'll see y'all fellas later. And if I don't check in on the net tonight, hey, send somebody out here. KO4NUE, I'm clear. Chad, 7-3 Xana. Enjoyed the laugh, and hopefully you're not in too much trouble. KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side, mobile.
Xana, y'all be good, be careful, and Xana, don't hurt him too much. But if you need it, I got a gas-powered weed eater. We'll stripe his legs real good. Y'all take care. We'll say 73 to you for now. KO4RYP, KO4NUE, KO4HKX, and what was the other one? I can't remember Daniel's call if he's still in there. K4DTY, is that right?
I still hadn't got it down myself, Gary.
Have a good day. I'm here at the house. I'm on the base station now, and I'm going to clear out of here and go in here and do some other things I got to get done today. Enjoyed meeting you, Patrick. You have a safe ride on home, and be careful. We'll talk at you later. KI4DOS, clear with the group.
Good meeting you today, and thanks for your help. And I appreciate all of that. KO4HKX, and I'm clear.
4DOS, KO4NUE. I did talk with Chris. I didn't hear that. She told me when I came in the door, but should be good to go. I'll shoot you a text, but I think we're about done. So we'll work it out Tuesday if I'm still here. So KO4NUE. I'm here, but I'll be listening, Gary.
Well, I'm gonna bring these two boxes of QST magazines for you when we get together next week, and if you're still interested in them.
Well, absolutely. And she just so you know, she never listens to the radio ever. But the day of all days, that's okay. That's okay. I'm good.
The first time that's happened, my wife's caught me on there saying bad things before, too. And I'm still alive, so I guess we're both in good shape. Y'all go on and have a good evening. I'm going to clear out of here. I got to get in yonder and do some other stuff. KO4NUE, KI4DOS, clear.
DTY, can you guys still hear me or no?
KO4HKX, Daniel, I can still hear you.
A little patchy area of 25 and lost you.
Just straight through, it's not too bad, but I go right in the middle of it and then hang a left turn.
Now, I doubt I'll have you too long.
But I can still make you up.
Crappy antenna. I'm going to have to upgrade the truck antenna, because I'm sure you can probably barely even hear me at this point.
No, I can hear you. hear you good. You're solid into the repeater, but you got some white noise and static with you, but that's it.
I need to see what kind of antenna you have. I know yours is mounted to your side mirror. It's probably pretty big, but I think I need to upgrade mine.
Pretty good job, so I wouldn't worry too much about it.
You know what?
I am. I'm coming up 25 right now.
You weren't that far behind me. I just crossed over into 26. Or on 26.
I'm about a mile before you get to the where 11 crosses 25.
Hendersonville? I don't remember where 11 is at this point.
No, it's back down in South Carolina still.
I think I know where you're at.
I was also going to let you know that Gary, KI4DOS, he's got some radios for sale you might be interested in.
Be interested in talking. Russell texted me and told me about his radio, and I wish I could have gone over there and seen it. I didn't feel good making him hold it. I had a camera go out on me, and I'm trying to put my money to fix that right now. It's about a $2,000 fix on my end, so kind of hurts right now, but hopefully I can get a radio soon.
Well, he's got a little, AK does. He's trying to help Teresa sell those, which is where I just came from, picking up an antenna and a mast. He's got a 7300 and a ICOM 706 Mark IIG, which are both real good radios.
Low on the totem pole with my license. Would I still be able to use that, either one of those radios?
The Mark II 70G is 440 all the way up to 106 meters, and you can use it on 440 and 2 meter and the portion of 10 meter that we can talk on, and then once you upgrade to your general, you can use the rest of it.
10 meter?
Yeah, you can talk on 10 meter, 28-300, 28-500, I believe it is.
Some of the frequencies, I'm not sure which ones I can talk on, so I've been trying to make sure I play it safe. But I knew I could talk up to 10 meter.
Portion you can talk on with your tech license on 10 meter, and I'm pretty sure it's 28-300 to 28-500. Maybe somebody else can correct me if I'm wrong.
The one that would do that was that 703?
706 Mark IIG.
Traffic now. Can you give me that? Was that a ICOM?
KO4 HKX. Yeah, that's an IC-706 Mark IIG.
Do you know why he was asking for it?
I think he's asking $600 for it.
Text you. I'll text you and maybe try to get some more information depending on how my finances work out.
Okay. I've got one of them at the house. I like the little radio myself.
Do you get on 26?
No, I don't get on 26.
It's still traffic.
Yeah, 26 on a Friday afternoon this time of day is a no-no.
I'm early enough where I maybe wouldn't have to deal with it. But I didn't have a choice where I'm going to try to jump on 26.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Big tail.
You could have just stayed on 25 and went all the way through Hendersonville and bypassed all of that.
I've always just gone this way and just didn't think anything about it. Is there another option now that I'm on it?
Where are you at?
Top of you. What did you say?
What part of 26 are you out on right now?
I'm trying to see if I can find a mile marker.
Exit 449.
I don't know. I am 4 miles from exit 44, so I think I'm right here at it, possibly.
Yep, you're right there at Four Seasons. You can take that exit and get back over there on it.
Ready?
Yes, sir. And B.
It's to Asheville. I need to go kind of, I guess, near the airport.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Call me on my phone. I'm getting ready to lose you, okay?
DTY, B on the side, 73.
KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
KO India 4, Lima Juliet Golf, 73s, I'm clear.
Again?
DTY, KO4 NUE. Okay, well, I'm just going to let him know normally when he comes out of, Biltmore House up there, it's kind of late. If he needs somebody to ride along with him, keep him awake, just I'd stay up with him. But if I can't get in touch with him, then I don't guess I can tell him.
I've got his phone number. I can send him a text.
And just tell him I'll keep the radio on, and when he gets done, if he needs a contact on the way back to keep him awake, I'll stay up and get him back to Taylor's.
He'll appreciate that. I'll probably be up myself, so maybe we can laugh some more like we was just doing.
Because I'm busted. I mean, there's nothing else I can say but busted. Look at it this way, man. You know, you gotta have a little excitement every now and then. You know, every now and then, most people walk around in this world never know their heart's beating. You get things stirred up a little bit. You know, you get a little bit of excitement that makes the day go by quicker.
Sleep, because it's not gonna end.
Good. That was a good one. But, all right, bud, I'm on, please send him that text, and I'll stay up and listen for him. But, I'm going to go get a shower, bud. I'm a little grungy, so I'll talk to you later. Be safe, Patrick. You about home?
I got about 20 more minutes, and I'll be home. But, hey, I'll send it in a text, that way you can number.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. Bye. KO4 NUE. I'm clear.
Frank X. I'm clear.